All right, so get ready. We're diving into Perplexity AI. And, when your request came in to learn more about them, well, I gotta say, I was intrigued. They're claiming to be different, like really understand what you're searching for and not just throwing a bunch of links at you. Ever feel like the traditional search engines, they just don't quite get you?
Absolutely. That's the gap that Perplexity is trying to bridge, It's less like typing keywords in and more like you're having a conversation with a really knowledgeable friend.
I like that.
It's called natural language predictive text. Sounds very complicated, but really it's about making these search engines understand us the way we talk.
That's a great way to put it. No more trying to decipher, like, what's the exact combination of words or going through pages and pages of results. It does sound like a game changer, especially for people like you, who like value efficiency, getting right to the point.
And the engine behind this whole conversational approach, I bet you've heard of it, large language models, LLMs,
LLMs,
like GPT-4. Everyone's talking about it. So Perplexity, they're using similar tech. It's not just matching keywords. It's actually understanding what you mean.
Okay, so that is impressive. They're really pushing the boundaries here. But it's not just the technology, it's the team too,
Oh,
right?
yeah, sure.
They've got former engineers and AI experts from like Google,
Yeah.
Meta,
Yeah.
OpenAI. It's like the all-star team.
Yeah, absolutely. And that kind of expertise, it attracts some big names. So Perplexity, they've got investors like Jeff Bezos, NVIDIA. So when you've got giants like that backing you, it's a good sign.
It really makes you wonder, where's all this going? But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's rewind a bit. How does Perplexity actually work? So I type in a question, then what?
Okay. So imagine this. You ask your question, and instead of getting all those links, you get an answer, right? Like a mini report. And here's the best part. It tells you where the information came from.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so they're not hiding behind algorithms or anything. They're showing you their work.
See, that transparency is huge, especially nowadays when you don't know what to trust online. But it sounds like they're taking it even further with Perplexity Pro.
They've got a secret level for the real knowledge seekers,
Okay, tell me more.
So Perplexity Pro, it gives you a whole new level of analysis. Let's say you have a research paper or even like an image. You can upload it and Perplexity will analyze it.
Hold on, wait. It can analyze any type of file.
Yeah, like it can pull out the key insights, summarize it, even connect it with other information.
That is amazing. Like having a personal researcher, but digital. You know, that actually reminds me, you mentioned struggling with all those research reports.
Oh, tell me about it.
Can you imagine just uploading them to Perplexity Pro, getting instant
It
summaries?
would be a lifesaver. Seriously, it could save you so much time. And it's not just for text files. You can even upload images. Like, let's say you've got this old photograph, right? Perplexity Pro can analyze that, tell you what's in it, and might even give you some historical context.
That's incredible. It's like having like a digital detective or something. But it hasn't been all smooth sailing, has it? I mean, there have been some rumblings about how they're getting their information, particularly from publishers, right? Like Forbes.
Yeah, so Forbes, they raised concerns about web scraping. Basically, it's using bots to collect information from websites. And Forbes was saying that Perplexity was taking content from their articles without giving them credit.
Oh, I see. So it gets into that gray area of how AI should interact with, content that's already out there. And then there's that whole debate about robots.txt, too. For those who don't know, it's basically a way for websites to tell these bots, hey, you can't access this. Like a not enter sign, but digital.
And some people are saying that Perplexity hasn't always followed those rules. It brings up a bigger question about how AI companies should handle digital ownership and intellectual property.
It's a complicated issue, that's for sure. But, to be fair to Perplexity, they haven't just ignored these concerns. They are trying to find solutions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They haven't shied away from it. In fact, they've openly acknowledged the criticisms and they're making changes. One of their big things is working directly with publishers now and even offering to share ad revenue.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, it shows they're at least trying to find a way to work together, which is good. And it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, especially as AI keeps changing. For sure. I mean, things are moving so quickly. It's a whole new world out there. And companies like Perplexity, they're kind of leading the charge.
it really makes you wonder, what will the future of search engines even look like,
oh, right?
Right. Will we even be searching the way we do now?
Exactly.
Or is it going to be more like talking to AI, like we were saying?
Right. Like that conversational style.
Exactly.
That Perplexity uses.
Yeah, it's a fascinating question, and we don't have all the answers yet, but I think Perplexity is giving us a pretty good idea of what could be.
Yeah.
It seems like the line between just finding information and really understanding it, it's getting blurry.
That's a great point. And speaking of understanding, let's dig a little deeper into what Perplexity can do. See what really makes this AI tick.
You know, it really is fascinating how Perplexity is changing how we even think about knowledge. You know,
okay.
It's not just stuck in books or databases anymore. It's like Perplexity makes it alive. You can like interact with it.
I like that. It's like they're saying, hey, forget the old library. Come on in. Ask anything.
Exactly.
And speaking of asking anything, they have this Pages feature that I find really interesting.
I mean, Pages. It's like a peek into the future of learning, you know?
Okay.
You give Perplexity a topic, any topic, and it creates a whole web page summarizing it all. Like a crash course, but in minutes.
Wait, so I could basically get up to speed on anything that quickly?
Pretty much. And with citations, so you know it's legit.
Yeah.
Imagine learning about, I don't know, quantum physics in your coffee break.
Okay, that's wild. And I bet for someone like you always diving into new stuff, that's invaluable.
It would be a game changer. I actually tried it myself the other day. I was curious about the history of AI, right? So I typed in Perplexity, create a page on the history of AI, and boom.
No way.
Full web page, all the milestones, the big names, everything. Exactly. And it's not just spitting out facts, it connects them. Shows you the patterns you might miss. Like a research assistant that actually understands what it's found.
That's amazing, but part of me wonders, if we rely on AI to process everything, what happens to our own critical thinking?
That's a good point.
Right.
We can't forget to think for ourselves.
Right.
But Perplexity is a tool.
Right.
Like any tool, it can be used in different ways. It's up to us to use it responsibly, question what we see, and keep our minds sharp.
That's a great point. It's all about balance. Using these powerful tools, but not letting them do all the thinking for us.
Exactly.
But let's switch gears a bit. Perplexity, the company, they've grown incredibly fast.
It's been incredible. Founded in 2022, now they're valued at over $1 billion.
Wow.
That's not just hype. They have some serious investors who see the potential.
Speaking of investors, didn't Jeff Bezos invest early on? That's a big vote of confidence. It makes you wonder, what are their big goals here?
It's the big question, right? Mm-hmm. They're not just building another search engine.
Yeah.
They're trying to change how we understand knowledge itself. It's ambitious, and we'll see if they can pull it off.
It's definitely an exciting time to be following AI. But they're still a young company. They're going to hit some bumps in the road.
Oh, for sure. No technology is perfect, especially AI. As they grow, they'll need to tackle bias in algorithms, potential misuse, all those ethical questions.
A lot to grapple with, but these conversations are important.
Absolutely.
We can't shy away from the tough stuff. And speaking of tough stuff, let's dive into some of the specific challenges facing Perplexity and how they're tackling them head on. You know, with all this talk about algorithms and data scraping and everything, there's something about Perplexity that feels almost, I don't know.
Human.
Human, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's that conversational style or how it presents information. Like it's telling you a story.
It's true. It's not just here's a bunch of facts. It's more engaging.
Exactly. It makes you realize that information isn't just data points, right?
Yeah.
It's about connecting them, understanding the context. It's a bigger picture thing.
Totally.
And speaking of bigger picture, what do you think the long-term implications of something like Perplexity are? Where do we go from here?
That's the million-dollar question. I think we're seeing a future where knowledge is, it's for everyone.
Okay.
Not just academics.
Yeah.
Anyone can ask a question, get a good answer instantly.
It's like having like a personal tutor in your pocket.
Right.
And, you know, you're always learning news. Can you imagine having this throughout your career?
It would have been amazing. That instant access, it changes everything.
It really does. And it's not just personal learning either.
Oh, absolutely not. Think about journalism, research, even making policies.
Right.
Informed decisions, cutting through all that noise to get to what matters.
That's a powerful thought. But Perplexity's not alone here. There are other AI search engines popping up.
Yeah, and competition is good.
Right.
It pushes everyone to be better, come up with new ideas. We'll see some really cool tools coming out.
It's an exciting time for sure. But as we wrap up our deep dive on Perplexity AI, what's the one thing you want our listener to remember?
Don't be afraid to learn in new ways. Tools like Perplexity, they're breaking down the old barriers. Information is more accessible than ever. So be curious, ask those questions, and explore.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of Perplexity AI. They're really pushing the boundaries, and we can't wait to see what they do next. Until next time, happy searching, everyone.